Well, no surprise that the Aussie market is having a difficult Tuesday. The ASX 200 is down more than 100 points as we approach lunch. That's a drop of about 1.8%, the biggest tumble in 3 weeks. Losses abroad as well. We've got just the utilities and the property stocks, which are quite defensive in nature, improving, but essentially all other sectors are under quite a bit of pressure. And this is a sign that while we have bounced back from the lows in the past week or two, we still are at the mercy of developments overseas. And last night, it was one of the worst days in a month in US markets. They dropped back by between 2 and 2.8%. Technology stocks were the worst, namely led by Apple, with some concerns of lower sales demand and growth moving forward. So that's rubbed off onto a much smaller technology sector here in Australia. So WiseTech, Appen, Afterpay, Xero, all down by as much as 5%. Also, what isn't helping is that of all days, Westpac is ex-dividend today. Now, this is the second biggest stock on the Aussie market. It's down 5.5%. So that's wiping out a good 16 points from the ASX 200 on its own. All the other banks are also under pressure. The worst performer at the moment is Elders. The rural group is down about 10%. It did improve by 20% yesterday, though, after a bumper profit result, which saw underlying profit margins and the dividend improving, but it's giving back around half of those gains today. Incitec Pivot, the chemicals group, also struggling. It's down 7.5%. So its profits have dropped quite substantially to $207 million for the year, mainly due to its explosives business, which has experienced a number of write-downs. But to be fair, it did hit a 12-month high just last week. There are a number of winners today, though. One of them is Ruralco. The agribusiness is up 3.5%. Now, it announced a bigger-than-expected 10% lift in earnings. Considering the backdrop of challenging conditions and the drought in Australia, that's certainly seen as impressive by investors. Wesfarm is also heading higher ahead of its AGM on Thursday. And on the economic front, we've had two survey results released, one on business confidence, one on consumer confidence, which is weekly. The business confidence results showed that conditions and sentiment has dropped back a bit, but consumer confidence in the past week has actually jumped up 2.5%, perhaps thanks partly to the weaker petrol prices we've had recently. The Aussie dollar is weaker at 71.7 US.